The Diamondbacks in San Francisco facing the Giants. 11-year-old Ben Lauer, who's battling leukemia, throwing out the ceremonial first pitch with help from the Make-A-Wish Foundation. A great moment before the game. We pick it up in the third inning. Bases loaded. Jake Lamb facing Jeff Samardzija.
Lamb drives one to deep left center field. Hernandez is back, all the way back onto the warning track, and he misses it. He got there and he missed the ball. Gray will come in to score. Pollock speeding behind him. Goldschmidt will follow. Lamb coming to third, and he holds on there. Three runs have scored. It's 3-0 Arizona. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and drives one to center field. Sprinting back is Pollock. Still going back. He reaches out, and he catches it. Pence was already around second. He has to go back and retouch and sprint around to first, and he'll get back safely. Two down.
There is a fastball, strike three call. Wow, three pitches, three strikes, and that's all.
1-2, he strikes out swinging on a changeup. Here's his 1-2. Belt strikes out swinging. Threw him a slider, and he struck him out for the second time.
Now the pitch. Changeup, struck him out swinging. He stayed with the changeup, and the D-backs hang on to win this one just barely.
The D-backs hang on to defeat the Giants 4-3. Jake Lamb extends his hitting streak to 8 games with 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Yasmani Tomas with 2 hits. He's now 10 for his last 21. Robbie Ray gets the win, going 6 2/3 scoreless innings, striking out 8. Giants manager Bruce Bochy spoke after the game about the comeback that fell just short.
I thought he had a beat on it, and I did. He's so good out there, and I know he was upset with himself. That was a big play, obviously, and he's a gifted center fielder, and he just didn't quite come up with it. Was not an easy play, but looked like he had a shot there, and it just didn't come up with it, and that was the difference in the game, probably. And you take your chances with him out there. He and Denard, they do a great job out there. And then, of course, they made a great play on us. So that's a big swing in that inning.
Bruce, what would you think of Samardzija's night overall? And obviously, if that ball gets caught, it ends up looking like a great night for him.
It is a good night. It was. Six-plus innings, three runs. And you're right. We make that play. It's a different game, but and really got better as he went. He got a feel for his off-speed pitches later on in the game, but had good stuff, good command, and the one inning. That was a game changer, I guess. The three runs, but overall, that's a nice job. We just couldn't get a big hit. We left too many men on base. I don't know, 12, 13 guys we left out there. And we got to start finding a way to get these runs in. Even yesterday, we got a break on that one play. We knocked in one. So we need to start getting some guys in.
You already touched on it once this season already about breaking through and stealing a game in the ninth. With the at-bats you're seeing here late, do you think that's going to happen?
Well, you certainly feel it, especially tonight, the way guys really were fighting there in the ninth. We had the right guy up. He made some good pitches there. But you're down going in the ninth like that, and here you get the winning run and the tying run on second base. It's a great feeling, but just came up short. We've done that, three times where we battle back to get within one run, and we can't quite finish it because we need to make up for two or three games that we let get away. And it's a long season, so hopefully that you find a way to make up those games.
You talked the other day about Nunez liking that sixth spot, but with Posey out, might you move him around a little bit?
I just like him there. I think he fits in well. It breaks up the lefties. Puts him in a position where he can drive in runs or steal bases. So I could put him in the leadoff spot, but. I just like him in that area. Doesn't mean I won't change. And, like every manager, I mean, if, we sputter or something, then you got to tweak the lineup a little bit. But, we'll get a couple other guys we need to get going. And, Hernandez started a game with a line drive right at him. He hit a couple balls decent.
The pitch that hit Goldschmidt was just...
I don't have anything to say about that.
Up next, the Giants play the rubber game of their series with the D-backs on Wednesday. Matt Cain on the hill, opposed by Shelby Miller.